You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 20th, but we'll start by saying thank you to Andy Old and Mark Muir, who both pointed out to me my pretty big error in yesterday's This Day Rocks. No, of course, it wasn't Peter Green who released the mega album, so it was Peter Gabriel, slip of the tongue. But thanks to both of you who sent me emails yesterday about it. It's really nice to know that you're paying attention. Anyway, back to May 20th then, and we'll start on this day in 1954 when Bill Haley and his Comets released Rock Around the Clock for the very first time. This one stalled, but it became a huge hit a year later. It became the first rock and roll record to top the charts in both the UK and the US, and is considered to be the song that brought rock and roll into the mainstream culture all around the world. On this day in 1980, in Hamburg, Germany, a gig by The Clash got out of control. Crowd violence kept erupting, and at one point, Joe Strummer smashed one fan over the head with his guitar. Strummer was arrested, but later cleared after a test proved he hadn't been drinking. On this day in 1965, the Rolling Stones debuted their new single on American variety TV show Shindig. The new song was I Can't Get No Satisfaction. One of their musical heroes, Howlin' Wolf, was also on the show and the band introduced him. On this day in 1970, George Harrison met producer Phil Spector at Abbey Road Studios, where else, to play him demos of the songs that would go on to appear on his debut solo album, All Things Must Pass. On this day in 1966, John Entwistle and Keith Moon were late for a Who gig at the Ricky Tick Club in Windsor. So, Pete Townshend and Roger Daltrey decided to take to the stage with the opening act's rhythm section. Now, Moon and Ox showed up halfway through the set, and a fight ensued, and after the gig they announced they would be leaving the band to form a duo. But it was all patched up a week later, and the Who remained as we know them. On this day in 1972, the number one song in the UK was Metal Guru by T-Rex. It was the band's fourth and final UK number one single. And speaking of number ones, on this day in 1978, Paul McCartney scored his sixth solo US number one when, with a little luck, hit the top spot. And on this day in 1998, with 400 mourners in attendance, Frank Sinatra was laid to rest in Desert Memorial Park in California. He was in a plot next to his parents. He died the week before, aged 82. But for today's main show then, we're going to remember someone else who we've lost, but would have been 79 today. Yes, born on this day in 1944 was proud Yorkshireman John Robert Cocker, better known of course as Joe Cocker. The singer was famous for his gritty, bluesy voice and dynamic stage performances, which saw him perform at the legendary festivals like Woodstock and Isle of Wight. He was awarded an OBE for services to music and earned a Grammy Award for Best Song in 1983. Now, I spoke with someone who grew up just streets from Joe in Yorkshire, England, Paul Carrick, the former Mike and the Mechanics, Squeeze and Ace singer, back on episode 36 of Vintage Rock Pod, and Paul shared his memories of that time.
You're a proud Yorkshireman. You were born, you were raised in Sheffield. Joe Cocker lived just a couple of streets away from you when you were young. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was about, I don't know, maybe three or four streets away, but he was in the same sort of vicinity. Wow. Yeah, I would often see him because I grew up living in, my folks had a shop on the main road there, and we lived at the back of the shop, and I would often see him walking to his girlfriend who lived the other side, singing away to himself. I was a bit scared of this scary guy, but got to see him many times. You know, as I got a bit older and I was old enough to go into pubs, you could see Joe, you know, several times a week probably. And it was fantastic. It was great.
Incredible to have two such incredible singers and musicians and everything like that from such a small area, which is great.
Mm. And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.